Well, the new Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, makes his first major speech today after taking over the trouble-plagued portfolio, and he'll outline how he intends to make good on the Coalition's promise to lower power prices. Joining me now with some more details is our political reporter, Tom Eagledon. Tom, is it becoming clearer what we can expect from Angus Taylor and the new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, when it comes to energy policy?
Well, we've heard, Kim, that the new administration will, as the last administration promised, focused on lowering power prices. As you mentioned, this has been a trouble area, and work was very well advanced on the National Energy Guarantee with some a lot of tinkering toward the end of Malcolm Turnbull's time as Prime Minister. How different the new policy will be to the old one, if indeed there is a new policy, Kim, we will find out today, presumably from this speech from Angus Taylor. In the meantime, I've spoken to the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, his Cabinet colleague, who's had a fair bit to say about energy policy over the years, for his thoughts on where the Coalition is headed. And I began, Kim, by asking him how different the new policy would be compared to that under Malcolm Turnbull.
The Coalition has already adopted new policies in the last few weeks as a result of the work that we commissioned with the ACCC, a very important study into our electricity retail environment. ACCC worked on that for over a year, and they made a lot of sensible recommendations. And I'm sure the new Minister, Angus Taylor, will progress the decisions the Governor's made to lower prices by introducing a default price to attract and support investment in new power sources, and to ensure that we have strict regulations to respond to any anti-competitive conduct in the sector.
So how different, or will it be different at all, the direction that Angus Taylor will take energy policy under the leadership of Scott Morrison?
Well, as the Prime Minister has outlined, our focus is on getting power prices down. He's described Angus as the Minister for getting power prices down.
That was also the aim of the...
Well, I think that is the that will be the primary focus of Minister Taylor. Obviously, previously, we were also trying to finalise an emissions reduction requirement in law in the Parliament. The numbers are not there for that. So the new Minister has a dedicated focus on dealing with the number one issue, I think, for Australians right now.
So is the national energy guarantee then dead?
Well, I'll leave the minister to describe the details, whatever you want to call it. Obviously, we're not progressing the legislation in the federal parliament in regards to the national energy guarantee. The other elements of the national energy guarantee that would be progressed through COAG. We do need to make sure our system is more reliable, and that there are changes to reflect the more vulnerable state of the national electricity market at the moment. But I'll leave the Minister to go through those in detail, particularly given they also require action by the states through COAG.
Well, some of the states are already signalling that they will push ahead with aggressive renewable energy targets, especially given now that it seems the federal government will drop the Paris targets from its energy policy.
Well, that's no change. The states were the Victorian and Queensland governments were stupidly running down this path anyway before the change of Prime Minister, before the change of Energy Minister. There's no difference in their policy there. They are clearly repeating the mistakes of South Australia in adopting high renewable energy targets without a plan to make sure their system remains reliable and affordable for consumers.
Now, I know you're a national, but was the change of leadership on the Liberal side of things really worth it, seeing as it seems that the path the Coalition is now headed down in terms of energy policy is very similar, if not identical, to the path laid out by Malcolm Turnbull?
You know, look, it is a matter for the Liberal Party. I do think that events were unfortunate, but I'm just focused on getting on with the job.
Resources Minister Matt Canavan speaking with Tom Eagledon.